Ramayana, Act 2, Chapter 7, The Forest Sages, Scene 4, Dushana's Doom. The surviving Rakshasas, wounded and dispirited, ran to Kara for protection. Kara consoled them and ordered Dushana to attack Ram. The mighty Dushana was capable of contending with 10,000 warriors at one time. With a great roar, he urged his chariot forward. The Rakshasas were encouraged to see their leader advance. Uprooting trees and lifting massive stone slabs, they charged once more at Ram. The dreadful encounter between Ram and the Rakshasas was fearful to witness. Ram alone appeared like hundreds of warriors. The demons could not tell when he took out his arrows or placed them on his bow. They only saw him pulling his bowstring and an endless stream of arrows being fired. The demons rallied themselves and rushed at Ram all at once from every side. They hurled trees and rocks with great force. A diverse shower of weapons fell upon Ram, along with volleys of barbed arrows. Smothered by weapons, Ram invoked the celestial missile presided over by the Gandharvas. As he released the weapon, all directions became covered by blazing shafts. Under a canopy of arrows, darkness enveloped the battlefield, and the demons fell back in fear. Hundreds dropped dead at once. The ground was strewn with heads wrapped in turbans adorned with bright jewels. Severed arms, still clutching weapons, lay everywhere. Headless trunks sprouting forth blood ran about wildly before falling to the ground. Everywhere were bodies of Rakshasas, horses, and elephants, along with broken chariots, shattered weapons, rocks smashed into powder, and trees torn to pieces. The surviving Rakshasas were unable to face Ram. They stood frozen in fear. Dushana, seeing his army routed, sent up a great battle cry. He ordered his 5,000 personal guards to attack. These Rakshasas had never known defeat. They were energetic and never turned their backs on the battlefield. With terrible impetuosity, they incessantly assailed Rama on all sides. Fearful showers of scimitars, spiked maces, huge rocks, and long swords fell upon Ram. Becoming increasingly enraged, Ram intercepted the volley of weapons with his arrows. Some weapons he struck down with his whirling sword as he slayed the Rakshasas, who fell like so many great oak trees cut at their roots. Dushana then rushed toward Ram in his chariot, discharging innumerable arrows like thunderbolts. Ram released a razor-like arrow, which split apart Dushana's bow. With four more shafts, he killed the four horses drawing Dushana's chariot. He then released a crescent-headed arrow, which severed the head of Dushana's charioteer. With three more arrows, Ram pierced Dushana's chest. The demon jumped down from his chariot, holding a mace which resembled a mountain peak. The glowing club was studded with sharp iron pikes and belted with gold. It was capable of crushing celestial armies and smashing down the gates of their citadels. Dushana tightly grasped the weapon, which resembled a large serpent and which was stained with his enemy's blood. Raising it above his head, he rushed at Ram with a huge roar. As Dushyant bore down upon him, Ram lopped off his arms with a pair of arrows. Along his bejeweled arms, Dushyant's club fell to the ground. With a third crescent-headed shaft, Ram cut off Dushyant's head. Seeing Dushyant slain, the gods exclaimed, "Excellent! Well done!" Ram then swiftly dispatched all of Dushyant's 5,000 warriors to the abode of death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.